This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and US launched a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike US assets across the Gulf countries, including in United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, after the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. On the other hand, Israel and the US pounded targets in Iran. During a Pentagon press briefing today, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared that America's mission is to destroy Iran's missiles, navy, and deny Tehran nuclear weapons. Britain, France, and Germany have said they are ready to work with the U.S. to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Meanwhile, Russia has called for a ceasefire in West Asia while condemning the attacks on civilian targets across the region. According to Red Crescent, 555 people have been killed across Iran in joint U.S.-Israeli attacks. The deadliest incident occurred in the city of Minab in southeastern Iran, where a strike on an elementary girls' school has killed about 180 young children. One woman in the Tel Aviv area of Israel was killed after being struck by falling shrapnel. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, today said that the government is continuously monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that all necessary steps will be taken to ensure the availability and affordability of major petroleum products in the country. The minister further informed that he reviewed the supply situation of crude oil, LPG and other petroleum products with senior officials from the ministry and public sector undertakings. The centre has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in view of the West Asia situation. Sources said the Ministry of Home Affairs has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. Air India has issued a travel advisory in view of the current situation in West Asia. The airline has extended the suspension of all flights to and from the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel and Qatar today till the end of the day. Additionally, select flights to Europe scheduled today have also been cancelled. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said,
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
While Prime Minister Carney said that Canada is renewing its relationship with India and expanding its ties, he said Canada and India are building a strong foundation in trade, defense, and energy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.